Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind two of my songs from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2. Now, the first song is just titled Spontaneous Song. How original is that? It was entitled Spontaneous Song since it was born right in the middle of the actual live recording of the album I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, on May 18th of 1993. If I had to give it a proper title, it would be something like Live Your Life Like You Need Me. Revelation 3:15 through 22 came to mind even as I sang this song that night. This is what it says. I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. This song, it came very strangely. I don't mean that in an eerie, odd kind of way. It just was unexpected. I remember feeling as if I didn't know what word would come next. I just knew I was supposed to sing. The Lord, by the power of his Holy Spirit, was so faithful to give me the words and the melody that night, in that moment. To me, this was just a personal illustration of what he was trying to communicate to me through this song. And here's what that communication was. My life depends on him. Why not live my life in the light of that reality? It was one of those special moments where I experienced Father singing over me and singing over those present, a song of deliverance. Let's listen, and as we do, let's pretend it's not even me singing. Let's just hear our Father's heart for us.
Oh, my children, don't you see? If you live your life like you need me, then all the pain I would use to build you, and all the pain I would use to fulfill your heart. For don't you see, like you need me. Children, just live your life like you need me.
Father, we do need you. That's obvious. We need you desperately. Thank you for being with us in the here and now, in Jesus' name, amen. I mentioned we were going to be sharing two songs in this podcast. The second song I'd like to share on this week's podcast is called For the Lord is a Righteous God. It came to me on November 11th, 1992, while meditating before a Wednesday evening worship time at Western Hills Church in Oklahoma City. In fact, I wrote it and taught it that very night. How awesome to think that we are righteous by virtue of the blood of Jesus and nothing else. That's amazing to me. I cannot work for his approval. I have it. And to think he calls me his own, I cannot contain it. I just remember feeling so overwhelmed with his approval just by virtue of the blood, just by virtue of the fact that he wanted me to begin with, just by virtue of the fact that he loves me just because I exist. I want to just say, bless you, Lord. Father, we do want to see you face to face. You have made us to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by virtue of the blood of Jesus. And for that, we're eternally grateful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 11, verse 7 says this, "For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face." That's the truth of God's word. We just sang. Matthew 5:8 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Blessed are the pure in heart, the righteous, for they shall see God." Guys, it's in the walking out of our relationship with God, the renewing of our minds with the truth of who Father says we are, that we experience true intimacy with God. And I don't think that means we have to wait until heaven to experience that. This is the here and now relationship with God Almighty I'm talking about. So let's let the words of these two songs permeate our hearts and minds this week as we remind ourselves that we are the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus by virtue of his blood. Let's meet with him face to face, nothing hidden between us. This is the place of abundant life. regardless of our circumstances. Let's believe it and let's receive it. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And just in case you haven't heard, there is a way you can support the work and ministry God has called me to. And what has He called me to? He's called me to set the captive free. He's called me to bind up broken hearts. He's called me to remind people who they are in Christ. And I would like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. Just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And there is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it all out at allinallchurch.com. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you find books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to dennisjernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the songs we did today, Spontaneous Song and For the Lord is a Righteous God from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, just go to the store at dennisjernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are. You can do that.